Delighted to say, joined with me now is Grace Boyle, chairperson of the Donegal Sports Star Awards. Grace, another successful night here at the Mount Errigal Hotel, 48th annual event.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We had a great, exciting night. Everybody has gone home very happy. Jim McGuinness was our special guest, and he was an enormous success. And I must congratulate all the winners and all the people that were nominated for tonight. We had up to 600 guests, and we had a great night altogether.
Let's go back to the start of these awards. What's your earliest memory of these awards?
Well, in 1976, I actually remember them starting up. But, of course, I was a teenager at that stage. And one of the founding members would have been an uncle of mine, Brendan McDade, along with Harry Blaney and a few from the Milford area. And it started with the Milford Bingo. And from that, it's been going. This is the 48th year of the Sports Star Awards, and it's a testament to the people who started it, and of course the people that continued it over the years as well. We have to say a big thank you to them as well, because it recognises Donegal people, and that's so important in all sports. I mean, the minority sports are recognised as much here tonight as the GAA and the soccer.
What was it appealed to you to start to get involved? What was it in particular that appealed to you to get involved?
I suppose it was the connection, the family connection, that really got me involved, because there was a strong link, and even with the Blaneys, like, there would have been a strong link between the McDades and the Blaneys in the past. They mightn't have been connected with their politics, but they were very, very well connected in relation to their soccer. They played in soccer teams together, and it was just that pull to keep the thing going that got me involved.
And talk to us now, like, in the months leading up to it. I was speaking to Declan Kerr a number of weeks ago. Grace has always been busy, and he's always organising it at the back of his mind. But how has it been for you? What has been the weeks leading up to the event? Very busy, I presume.
It's been busy, but it's a very well-oiled machine at this stage, and everybody has a role to play. Some people work really, really hard, harder than others at times, but everybody pulls together and help each other out. And as you can see, tonight was an enormous success, and it's all down to volunteer. Like, that's pure volunteerism at its very best in Donegal.
Special award for the overall winner, Oisin Urr.
Fantastic achievement. Lord, when you see what the achievements of these equestrian people are at, and the jockeys, they're unbelievable at the highest level in the world competing.
Finally, before I let you go, Grace, Donegal GAA, new treasurer, looking forward to the next few months ahead.
Well, I need to get myself organised in that role, because there's a lot of work to be done. We have a lot of challenges, there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of challenges there, but we have to get ourselves organised and just get things in a proper fit, and we will get there. I'm confident that the people of Donegal will come behind us, and we'll get into the right spot, and we'll be able to support the teams the way they need to be supported.
Grace Boyle, thank you so much for joining us for Hangover.